Treasure Island oldies. Here's the rock and roll news for the week of June 12th. Sad news with the passing of two well-known musicians. Jim Seals from Seals and Crofts passed away at the 6th of June at 80 years old. No cause of death was announced. He was born in Sydney, Texas, and the brother of England Dan Seals from England Dan and John Ford Coley. Jim Seals is survived by his wife of 57 years, Ruby Jean, and their three children, Joshua, Juliet, and Sutherland. Also, sad news with the announcement of the passing of Bon Jovi co-founder and bass player Alec John Such. He passed away the 4th of June at age 70. No cause of death has been indicated. In other news, in 1963, already having earned 12 top 10 records, Brenda Lee graduated from Hollywood Professional High School. The Beatles were announced as recipients of the Member of the British Empire Award by Queen Elizabeth this week in 1965. And in 2003, Jerry Marsden from Jerry and the Pacemakers was also awarded a Member of the British Empire Medal by Queen Elizabeth in London. In 1965, Sonny and Cher made their first TV appearance on American Bandstand. The Dave Clark Five broke a record for rock performers as they appeared for the 12th time on the Ed Sullivan Show this week in 1966. Bill Haley's Rock Around the Clock, originally released to no success in 1954, it reached number one in 1955 as a result of being part of the Glenn Ford and Sidney Poitier movie Blackboard Jungle. In 1969 this week, Mick Taylor joined the Rolling Stones, replacing Brian Jones. Jerry Lee Lewis received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame this week in 1989. Carol King had a Hollywood Walk of Fame award given to her as well, also in 1989. The Monterey Pop Festival began its three-day run this week in California in 1967. The Blues Brothers movie premiered in Chicago, Illinois in 1980. The movie version of Grease with John Travolta and Olivia Newton-John opened this week in 1978. Debbie Reynolds married Eddie Fisher this week in 1955. That marriage lasted 4 years. Speaking of marriages, Elvis's parents, Vernon and Gladys Presley, got married in 1933. And his movie with Anne Margaret, Viva Las Vegas, opened this week in 1964. The Dolly Parton movie Rhinestone was released this week in 1984. ABBA performed for the King of Sweden on the eve of his wedding this week in 1976. In 1964, the Rolling Stones appeared on the TV show Hollywood Palace, but they were the butt of several jokes by guest host Dean Martin. The U.S. Postal Service issued stamps honoring Bill Haley, Buddy Holly, Otis Redding, Ritchie Valens, Clyde McFadder, and Dinah Washington this week in 1993. Phil Collins, formerly with Genesis, received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame in 1999. And in 2006, Rolf Harris was made a commander of the British Empire by Queen Elizabeth. In the studio, the Beach Boys recorded Surfer Girl and Little Deuce Coupe in 1963. Grand Funk recorded We're an American Band in 1973. The Monkees began recording Daydream Believer in 67. Bob Dylan cut Like a Rolling Stone this week in 1965. Bill Doggett recorded the classic Honky Tonk this week in 1956. Jay and the Americans recorded Come a Little Bit Closer in 64. Ricky Nelson cut It's Up to You in 62. Fats Domino was in the studio this week in 58. I'm Gonna Be a Big Wheel Someday. And also in 59, recording I Want to Walk You Home. And finally in the studio this week, Connie Francis. She recorded Stupid Cupid in 1958. Birthdays, Reg Presley from The Troggs, born in 42. Bobby Freeman, born in 40. Bo Donaldson from Bo Donaldson and the Haywoods at 68. Jorge Santana from Malo, born in 1951. Rod Argent from The Zombies and Argent is 77. Junior Walker, born in 31. Burl Ives in 1909. Harry Nilsson in 1941. David Rose in 1910, and Waylon Jennings, the country star and the man who gave up his seat to the Big Bopper on the day the music died, Waylon Jennings, born in 1937. Gino Vannelli is 70 this week. Lamont Dozier, who co-wrote most of the Supremes and the four top hits, along with Lamont Dozier, Eddie, well, I can't remember the other two guys' name, but Holland, Dozier, and Holland, nonetheless. Lamont is 81. Little David Caesar from Little Caesar and the Romans, born in 1934. Barry Manilow is 79. Paul McCartney is turning 80 years old this week. Sandy Posey, 78. Ruby Nash from Ruby and the Romantics, 88. Len Barry is 78. And Rocky Burnett, the son of Johnny Burnett, is 66. And from Treasure Island Oldies, that's the rock and roll news for the week of June 12th. Thank you for listening. I'm Michael Godin.
Treasure Island Oldies.